Why are you preaching your heart out in the 10 crusades as an evangelist? Why do you want to see the sick healed? What is your why? What is your reason for wanting to see those things? You see, ministry can never become an occupation. And ministry can never truly be taught in any school. Because ministry is always going to be the overflow of your own experience with God. It's always going to be the overflow of what you've come to experience about Him. If ministry is going to be authentic at all, it's going to be that which you've come to know of Him that's become a burning fire in your bones and that's overflowing from your life and that's become the compelling passion and compassion inside of you that you want to share with others what you've come to experience and know of God for yourself. So I want to challenge you today, and I want to motivate you today, and I want to inspire you and say, let us find the true reason for our why. And let us allow Him to become our why. Let us rediscover our passion in Him. Let us rediscover our love in Him. Let us rediscover our relationship with Him. And let that become the foundation for that which will flow out of our lives, for that which will overflow from our lives, so that that may carry the true blessing, the true essence of His presence, and that it may be meaningful, founded upon the true journey, the authentic experience that we have with Him as being a part of our lives. Let that become the place from where our ministry flows, our lives operate. Whether you are in ministry or whether you have a business or whatever God has called you to be, let us rediscover Him and our personal walk with Him as our true why.